Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan, good afternoon to you. Thank you for having me on again.
So once again, Mr. Mayor, I'm just going to start off with the city's two hospitals, Good Samaritan and Brockton Hospital. What can you tell us?
So again, from what I shared last week, it's my understanding we're looking at Signature Brockton Hospital opening in September. Which, you know, is not too far away, but, you know, we wanted to open as soon as possible to really alleviate some of the stress on some of the other hospitals. And Good Sam, which is is owned by the parent company of Stort, again, will be sold. I have had some conversations with Matt Heskett, the CEO at Good Sam, who's an unbelievable leader. We're waiting to hear. I did get a call from the state as well. I'm very happy that they're keeping us in the loop, as always, great partnership, but that's to be determined. I don't know who's going to purchase it. All I care about is that it doesn't impact the patients and the staff and the visitors of Good Sam. It needs to be just a smooth transition.
There's also going to be some renovation taking place downtown.
Yeah, you know, we're doing what I call, it's really a dramatic urban renaissance going downtown right now. More cranes than ever before. You know, we did not pause construction during COVID. It's really reaped the benefits. The transit-oriented development, the three commuter stops is really helping us. So as I've said before, you know, we're seeing a lot of people relocate to the City of Champions from the Quincy's, the Braintree's, the Dorchester's, the Southeast, to Charlestown because the price point is real. So was able to just actually pen an op-ed for the Commonwealth Beacon magazine, just showcasing it again, what's going on in Brockton, how special it is, how inclusive and welcoming it is, and it really is an affordable community in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's a gateway city, but it's really 106,000 residents that work together to better the City of Champions.
Now, we also talked about this a little bit. A new interim superintendent was made. It sounds like she was confirmed, and also some new principals, too.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Priya Tahiliani was confirmed by the school committee on Tuesday night. I chair the school committee. I voted to support her. We signed the contract that night. She started yesterday, the day after her confirmation. I met with her this morning with some of my key city department heads, the solicitor, the CFO, the auditor, the chief of staff. And she's really someone that's hitting the ground running and has some experience with Boston and Everett. And I really support her, and she really cares about education. So she's going to be an unbelievable leader, and we're going to continue to work and collaborate for the benefit of the students and the staff of the Brockton Public School System.
And like I said, two new principals have been appointed, elementary school?
Yeah, principal over at the Baker School and the Kennedy Elementary School, two educators that have been in the system for decades that are really wonderful, wonderful leaders. Those are two special schools. My own father-in-law used to be the principal at the Kennedy School. My wife went there. It's a great school in Ward 3 and then over in Ward 6, we have the Baker School. So, you know, congratulations to the two principals. And I really look forward to working with him as the school year coming up. It's almost here.
And actually, I also wanted to ask you about, we heard that Stop and Shop is going to be closing a couple of stores, one of them in Brockton.
Yeah, I'm really upset about that, I'll be honest. It's not just the supermarket, it's a pharmacy, it's a gas station. I worked with Stop and Shop last year when they were going to close. I just actually spoke to the union leaders this morning. It's really upsetting. It's going to have a real detrimental impact, not just on Brockton and that north side of the city of Brockton, the Montello section, but we have a lot of neighboring communities that come there. I mean, Holbrook is definitely visiting, and Abington and Avon. So I'm excited that we're going to continue to have some conversations with the union and the folks, but I'm really disappointed because after last year, Dan, I thought it was going to be open for the foreseeable future. So it could create a desert type of setting over there with the food market being empty. But I will continue to work with the union members and hopefully the corporate folks at Stop and Shop based in the city of Presidents Quincy, Mass., will revisit this and reconsider keeping it open.
Now, speaking of some summertime activities, the pools are open. There was a little bit of a closure yesterday, but they're back open today?
Yeah, I mean, the Cosgrove pool, we had to close it just because a child had an accident in the pool. So we had to follow all the protocols and process. So, again, it wasn't ideal because it was such a hot day, but back open today. We had a wonderful ribbon cutting there with Congressman Stephen Lynch. Again, $6 million pool reimagination, repurposed rehab. It was all federal money, $3 million from the ARPA money, $3 million from President Biden's omnibus. So that is open. As a result of that being closed yesterday, I made the Manning Pool on the west side behind Brockton High free yesterday. The Bat Bus, which I chair as the mayor, is free all summer long. So public transportation to the pools is free. So again, on these hot days, please visit the pools in the city of Brockton.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good day.
Thank you as well.